Many college students are just now heading into that final stretch of the semester. This is a time when papers, projects, and exams are just beginning to pile up. For those of us who experience this, we recall the enormous pressure that exists to keep up with all this work. For me, this was a time to go into quote-unquote cave mode. I would strip my life down to the essentials in order to get all the work done. Study, eating, basic hygiene, and a little sleep here and there. Everything else was put on hold. My bedroom became like a cave. The blinds were down. The books were piled up. Clothes were thrown everywhere. This was a time to get down to the basics. It was survival mode. Finally, by God's grace, those last few weeks came to a successful end. Another semester down, and all I wanted to do was sleep. Once the hibernation was over, it was time to face the unknown, the chaos that was left behind. Yes, the shades had to be opened, and light must come into my cave. It was never a pretty sight, light pouring in to reveal the mess. The contrast between darkness and light is all part of our human experience. We all know the feeling of living in darkness. Sometimes it's our own sins and ignorance which causes this. Other times, blindly, we exist in an environment which is without hope. The sad thing is that we can become used to this experience and we settle for mere survival. We may not know any other way to live, but we fear the light and change. Nobody likes to confront the messiness of life. It's easier just to live with it. Any true experience of God brings with it a light. Coming face to face with a living God opens our hearts and our minds. We gain knowledge about the Lord, ourselves, and others. During this coming week of Holy Week, we should pay special attention to the characters which are in the Passion of Jesus. These are real people like us. They show us how we respond to the presence of God in our lives. As his ministry comes to an end, Jesus begins to be revealed more as a prophet, or even as more than a prophet and more than a Messiah. People respond to this light in different ways. The poor, the sick, and the marginalized, well, they're very excited. They have embraced God within them. Others seem to be curious about the whole thing. They ask each other, "What do you think about this Jesus?" Those who know Jesus and his family, they are very skeptical. And finally, the Jewish leaders. They seem to be all up in arms about this Jesus. They are filled with anger at this man who rebukes them. The leaders are also very much afraid of how Jesus' popularity and authority will affect the Jewish people. Emmanuel, God with us, brings with him a piercing light. The light of God cuts through all hypocrisy. All hearts are revealed before him. Coming face to face with God in our lives changes us, and we cannot remain the same. Maybe we are filled with excitement, but also a little bit of fear. Can I change? How much will God ask of me? Will I be happy if I totally follow him? As we enter this most sacred time in the church's calendar, let us observe carefully the gospel accounts of Holy Week. How would we respond to the realization that God is present in a way we didn't expect? These characters in the scriptures are just like us. It is not easy to stand before the living God. Jesus is still present today. He is present most especially in the Eucharist, in all the sacraments, in his church, in each person created in God's image. Encountering the Lord in these ways will change us. It will bring us great peace and joy, while at the same time revealing the darkness that is within our lives. We need not fear this light, for Jesus Christ came to set us free. His presence is an invitation to true freedom. Let us allow the light of Christ into our lives. The only thing we have to fear, really, is the darkness. Light may be difficult to encounter, but it brings with it freedom. And Christ came, and he died on the cross, and rose again to set us free.